Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
It's the beginning of the week, and I am exhausted by the national conversation going on right now, especially after the presidential debate, as though there is some moral equivalency between the extremism on the left, the sheer lunacy and evil from BLM and Antifa and all that, and this phantom white supremacy on the right that in reality is non-existent. And this gets conjured up every election cycle, and not just during the election cycles, but it's this need to impugn the right because the left really is lunatic and really is perpetrating evil all across the country and in our cities with all the rioting. So you see the example of it in the debate, not to go back to the debate again, but Chris Wallace, will you denounce white supremacy? And Trump's already denounced white supremacy, and reporters were asking him that 4 years ago and in the debates, and he's already denounced it. And Trump, you know, was asked to denounce the Proud Boys, and so he told them to stand down during the debate. And by the way, that's not a racist organization. I'll give you some details on that. You know, and it also goes back to Trump's comments about Charlottesville, those riots in Charlottesville a couple years ago, where Trump said there's fine people on both sides, and then everybody in the media, he's saying Nazis are good, and he's calling extremist white supremacists good and KKK members good. And that's not the reality at all. And the problem with this is I am so tired of us on the right legitimizing these accusations as though there is some sort of massive, extreme, far-right movement that is a part of us and a part of the Republican Party, and that is perpetrating the same kinds of things as they are on the left. It's legitimizing, answering the accusation, although I suppose you have to, legitimizes this idea that there is some sort of white supremacy movement. And the argument that both sides are extreme is a false argument. They use buzzwords like this, neo-Nazis and fascist and neo-fascist, white supremacist, alt-right, KKK. And by the way, KKK, that's the only one that is real, and it's been, the KKK has basically been demolished at this point. It has been rejected outright by society. But if there is any connection, there is a connection between the KKK and the Democrats, because that originally and always was and always has been a Democrat organization. And the Republican Party has no room for white supremacy. No one approves of white supremacy. And as I've said so many times in this program, it's by the grace of God and by the reform of the gospel and the rule of law in this country, white supremacy as a movement has been basically relegated to the extremes of society. No one respects it. No one wants white supremacists in the organization, particularly not the Republicans. They exert no influence wherever they are, whoever they are, however many they amount to. They're few in number. They have no influence in the culture. No one respects them. No one listens. The reality is that the extremism is on the left. Antifa, which is oddly named anti-fascist, they are fascist and they are Marxist. And you're like, wait, aren't those two opposite things? No, that's the great scam, is that the far right is fascist and the far left is Marxist. No, the far right is constitutional representative liberty, constitutional lawful government. That's the right in its purest form. And the far left is tyranny, oppression, in whatever form of ism you want. They're all the same, different iterations of lawlessness, anarchy, and tyranny, whether it's Marxism or fascism, socialism, communism. They're all forms of the same kind of anarchy and oppressive regimes. They represent everything going against the rule of law and constitutional government. Now, as far as the Proud Boys, there's no evidence that they're any sort of white supremacy group. Quite the opposite, in fact. One of their leaders is also a leader in Latinos for Trump. And Gavin McGinnis, was a part of the start of that organization, and I've seen him interviewed on TV. He's a very loud, abrasive, strong, conservative voice. And one of the things is they use this term Western chauvinists, which to describe themselves, it's a male-only organization, which I think is absolutely hilarious and tongue-in-cheek, but the left has no room for that, and so they take that kind of thing seriously and as a threat. See, what the left does is they provoke in the cities, and they provoke riots. And let me tell you something, defense is not the same as offense and provocation. So when right-wing groups, which is not a bad term, a right group, a conservative group like the Proud Boys, whoever, shows up at a riot where Antifa is showing up and Antifa's violent, and they want to stand their ground and show up and have their presence known as well, and then Antifa provokes, which is what consistently happens, then chaos ensues. That's not right-wing extremism. That's defense and standing up for the world. We not allowed to show up at protests? Are we not allowed to show up and stand for what we believe? The problem is the left is violent, and the occasional Looney Tune on the right doesn't represent the right. We reject that. If there is a loony crazed person on the right that does, you know, instigate violence, that's not us. Well, why are you saying that the Antifa defines left? Because it does define the left. That is the majority. That is what they do, and the left agrees with it, and they won't denounce it. Case in point, Joe Biden in the debate. They're embracing that. It's completely different. There's no moral equivalency. You know, it's the same with that we get with Christianity, as though there's a moral equivalency with the extremism in other religions like Islam and extremism in Christianity. No, extremism in Christianity is love, righteousness, obedience, lawfulness. Extremism in something like Islam is murder and kill all the infidels. So, but everybody always tries to say, you know, you hear this, well, there's just bad people on both sides and we can't be extreme. We just need to meet in the middle. And then the moronic, uninformed millennial voice goes, actually though, that's like a really good point. And no, it's not a good point. It's a stupid point. There's not, I always like to say that. There's not extremists and evil on both sides. There's extreme evil on the one side, and then there's the other side that's trying to uphold a fine and righteous standard of goodness. And it also plays into this slogan we keep hearing, that we can't demonize, we can't divide, that's very popular in the church right now. So we can't, you know, we can't look at the other side and just call them bad. And no, that's wrong. We do call evil what it is, evil. The right, I keep saying it ad nauseum, does not accept, nor does it have representation of extreme violence, white supremacists. It's a false narrative created in order to maintain this pretense that there's moral equivalency and bad guys on both sides, so that when we just pound the left for saying you guys are anarchists and you're violent, you're destroying our cities, they can turn around and be like, well, you have white supremacists. No, we don't. No, we don't. You're perpetrating the anarchy and the violence. Our side is not. Where you do see any presence or power or influence of the residue of white supremacy, it's only associated with the Democrats. Case in point, everybody mentions that old senator who was senator up until the 2000s, Robert Byrd from West Virginia. He was a Democrat and a Grand Kleagle in the KKK. Guess who spoke at his funeral? Joe Biden, Bill Clinton. This is white supremacy has always been a Democrat Party problem. Don't put it on us conservatives. By the way, Trump's doing better. He's beating COVID. That's awesome. Another feather in his cap, and it's going to make the left go mad when he says, COVID, no big deal. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. There's no white supremacy on the right. The only crazed lunatic extremists are the violent on the left, and they need to be stopped.